have to lose. It's free.
Well?
All you have to do is go to oneyeartoretire.net and get a free system. It only takes a minute. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Go to oneyeartoretire.net. That's oneyeartoretire.net. Or call 888-200-0265. That's 888-200-0265.
Thank you for listening to GCN.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views and the views of our guest. And well, we do hope that many of you out there will certainly hold your calls until we get through. We're hoping to have Barry Shamish with us, and we're going to be talking about what's going on in the Near East from an Israeli point of view. And certainly as you analyze what's going on there, the United States is funding Hamas. In fact, if you go into the background of the creation of Hamas, we have a book called The Devil's Game, written by Robert Dreyfus. The United States and Israel established Hamas many years ago. Why? Well, they wanted to have something to counter the Arab nationalism, and of course this was a form of Arab internationalism involving all of the Muslim world. Why would you do something that stupid? And of course, had they done that in the past, it was just a stupid thing. It might be one thing. But now we find, of course, that the United States government is funding a university that is run by Hamas, where they're training young men to become Islamic warriors. Doesn't make any sense. If you watch the 60-minute program on Sunday, they interviewed an American Army general who works with the Internet and saying what a powerful weapon the Internet is for the jihadists and how they are actually recruiting people into the jihad movement. Thousands of young men, through the miracle of the Internet and seeing the bombs go off and being told about jihad and how this is the one way you're going to get to heaven. And if you want to be a real Muslim, you've got to follow the jihad program that was laid out by Muhammad. And these young men never would have gone into this radical form of movement had it not been for the Internet. And the Christian general laments the fact that the Internet is being used by radical Muslims to recruit people into their movement. And nobody ever points out this whole thing is controlled by NSA and the Department of Defense. It was originated, if you really believe the Internet's just up there and somebody isn't coordinating this whole thing, then they could shut off any website they wanted. You're incredibly naive. Where do you think that this thing is coordinated? It's coordinated by the NSA, the National Security Agency, affectionately known as NSA. And if they wanted to cut off all these Islamic websites that are recruiting people into the radical movement, they could do it tomorrow, but they're not going to do it because we're creating the best enemy money could buy. And that's what it's really about. If you don't have an enemy, how can you rally the people behind the government and get the people to give up their freedom in the name of fighting that wicked Osama bin Laden who's living in a cave somewhere there in Pakistan, and he's going to get us if we don't watch out? Well, with that as the background, Barry Shamish, thank you so very much for being with us to discuss what's going on in Israel and the Near East today. Barry, are you there?
I just phoned the American Freedom Network. I guess I dialed the wrong number, and your folks saved me.
Okay, fine. Well, anyway, it's good that you got here. So why don't you go ahead and give us your take, and I understand you got some exciting things for us today.
Well, I don't know about exciting in the sense that the news is getting more exciting. The news is horrible.
It is.
It's just a race now between Iran and Egypt to prove who's going to win the war more. Iran is supporting Hezbollah in Egypt, Hamas, of course, but they're just in a race to see who is going to support the victory of the Arabs more than the other.
Right.
And of course, the Israeli leadership is simply not reacting.
But of course,
They are not stopping the rockets. And Hezbollah's got a real mountain. They dug out a first-class NORAD in southern Lebanon that the army has been watching and has done nothing about.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Hey, it's me. I got something, man, I want you to look at.
What? What is it now?
It's called OneYearToRetire.net. When you get home, I want you to go to OneYearToRetire.net.
Come on, you gotta be kidding. 1 year to retire. When are you gonna get it through your head that there is no quick fix? No free lunch?
I know. I agree with you. This isn't like that. It's an ingenious system that's designed to help you retire in 1 year. I was skeptical, too. But the system is free, and when I looked at it, I was sure it would work. What have you got to lose? It's free.
Well?
All you have to do is go to OneYearToRetire.net and get a free system. It only takes a minute. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Go to OneYearToRetire.net. That's OneYearToRetire.net. Or call 888-200-0265. That's 888-200-0265.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our special guest this afternoon is Barry Shamus, and of course he's pointing out that Egypt is financing Hamas and Fatah, and of course Iran is financing Hezbollah. But you know, what people really don't stop and think of, who's funding Egypt? Why, you are, ladies and gentlemen, your tax money, and certainly we're funding Fatah as well, and the United States is funding universities over there run by Hamas. Why would you be doing that unless there's another agenda of what's going on? So pick the story up, Barry.
Well, this we've done, and we're not saying anything new. The Israelis are living in a fool's paradise where God is going to be the answer, and that was the answer in 1942. So I'm not the person to discuss what's going to come down on Israel. But in one day, you might see 10,000 missiles from coast to coast, destroying the infrastructure of that country. But let's instead talk about something I actually did this week, and it worries me very, very much. I spoke to a group of organizers of the Vancouver anti-9/11 movement, and I was told by the organizer I would speak first, and then there would be another author speaking after me. I'd never heard of him. I did a very okay speech. It was rushed. But nonetheless, this author was so anti-Semitic. And and you could see that having a Jew in the room was spurning all his adrenaline up to his neck, and he was getting angrier and angrier. And then he just let the whole thing loose. And that is, after blaming Israel for 9/11, believe me, there is plenty of advice. There's plenty of evidence that blames the United States and Cheney and Rumsfeld and all kinds of people. But these guys always, they go straight for Israel. And he says, every person in that country is a fascist. And then I popped. I just popped. I said, you're saying to me that my neighbors are fascists, that my family, my kids are fascists. And he knew he was in a trap. And it used to be, to make a statement like that, you had committed a hate crime. And quite frankly, I think it's actually worthy, if I didn't want to be known as a squealer, to actually pursue this and put an end to this kind of thinking. But these, what you've got in the anti-9/11 movement are a lot of people who are viciously anti-Semitic.
But Barry, if you look at it carefully, somebody has planted all sorts of evidence there. I mean, there are all sorts of stories there, and they can make a good case for it. I get this sort of garbage all the time.
I know the case. I know the dancing Israelis.
Right.
And I know the artists. I know their case. They haven't. I make a good case for it.
Well,
if you want to get down to it, I'm the one who discovered the ties between the Ehud Olmert and Frank Lowy, and I'm the one that said Larry Silverstein had to bring down Building 7 because Flight 93 didn't arrive to bring it down. I'm doing Israel's worst damage, if you want to look at it. The story they have picked up is so flimsy and so lousy. And I know Jim Maher, and I heard him in New York, with this anti-Israel stuff, and these people just are not looking for the truth. They're looking for a way to stir anti-Semitism, and that's no joke. I didn't believe it at once. Now, I say if these people are guilty, if these Israelis are guilty, if these ties to Olmert mean something, well, try the people and leave the rest of us alone.
Amen.
I mean, it's absurd.
But Barry,
get rid of them, throw them in jail. And that's what you do.
But Barry, is designed to lead people away from the truth. I mean, you could make an equally good case it was the Saudis who were behind it. I could make an equally good case it was the Pakistanis that were behind this whole thing. I could make an equally good case it was the Iranians. Of course, and if we had anti-Iranian people or anti-Pakistani people or anti-Saudi people, we could convince them that. But all of these are rabbit trails, and specifically the whole idea that the Jewish nation was behind this, to take us away from the real culprits behind this. You're absolutely right. But don't take it personally.
There's no explaining the real culprits.
Right.
There's no way that little old me with my itty-bitty little phone is going to explain that the Jewish nation has been infiltrated,
right,
that there are really bad people leading the Jewish nation, that the Jewish people have no control over their own fate, and they run from one pogrom to the next. I won't be able to do that argument. I'm sorry. I wish buy my book, Shabtai Tzvi, Labor Zionism and the Holocaust. That explains it as well as anything. Go to lulu.com. www.lulu.com. Type in my name under search, Chamish, and there you go. You got the whole explanation of the Sabbateans. Not many people are going to do that. I wish you would, by the way, because my goodness, it's lonely here at the bottom.
You're doing a great job, though, Barry. Don't get discouraged.
Oh, no. No, I'm just watching this summer as the missiles get ready to wipe out my family and friends, and I'm great. Look, I have things that are that I maybe just a historian would be interested in them, but you got to understand a few things to understand how deeply infiltrated Israel is. Now, I want to remind you folks that I fought in the war. I entered the Lebanon War of 1982. On the first day, no less, I got to see all the fireworks all the way to the Shuf Mountains, all by my little old lonesome and my anti-aircraft group. And if I had known what was going on then, I don't know what I would have done, quite frankly, because that war was being sabotaged. The reason for the Lebanon War was extremely sincere. Menachem Begin was an extremely good prime minister who believed that the Jewish nation, even one Jew, has to be protected from terrorists. And every poll, by the way, of the Israeli people, who is the best prime minister, Menachem Begin wins hands down. No one's even close. And people don't understand this because they crucified him. And they crucified him over this war. But what he didn't understand was that this war was going to be his end. And worse than that, it was going to be the end of his family in politics. Now, I don't just know this from going to war. I know this from research, and I know this from interviewing Menachem Begin. Menachem Begin's son, I'm so sorry. And now, we're gonna go into the interview with... oh, my goodness, not Yehuda Begin, that was the grandson. He was the science minister when they were going to pull out of Hebron. And I'm so apologetic, I forgot his name. But it was Menachem Begin's son, whatever it was right now. We met him, me and Joel Beinerman. We met him for 2.5 hours in the Knesset. He was very coy, but he didn't let us go. We were there for a long, long time, and he was Xeroxing us documents, which we found extremely useful afterwards. We asked about Ariel Sharon on many levels, and he says, you don't know him. You don't know who he is. Israelis don't know who he is. Ariel Sharon is a leftist out to destroy the right, and the right doesn't understand who Ariel Sharon is. He said, he killed my father. Sharon killed my father. Now, that was a private interview which I did with Joel Beinerman. I stand by it, and I've written many things about it. The point is, and we may be circling a bit, I know enough about that war that he's absolutely right. And I know about the worst battle for the Jews in that war was Sultan Yaqob. In Sultan Yaqob, a religious tank battalion was lured into a Syrian ambush. 23 were dead and 5 captured by the end of the battle. Oh, by the way, I believe it was 9 captured and 3 still missing. I know one of the families of the missing children. I've been telling him this for years. I said, sir, your son will never be found, and the issue of Sultan Yaqob will never be brought up, because if it is, Ehud Barak and Amiram Mitzna, both of whom ran for the Prime Minister of Israel under the Labour Party banner, both of them, they sent your children deliberately to their deaths to sabotage the war, to make sure that Begin didn't win. And we now know the circumstances, and I discovered these. Damn it, I want some credit for this. It's a major discovery. Ben Gal was the major general of the Central Axis. He had an intelligence partner named Mickey Schatz. They went on a jeep tour. While they were on the jeep tour, Barak and Mitzna went up to the microphone, where I guess the top brass gave the big go-ahead. They ordered the religious tank crew into the Syrian ambush. It took till 6 in the morning, and 23 dead, and 9 captured to fix up Sultan Yaqob. It almost stopped the war in the tracks. It was done on purpose. They killed 29 Jews, Ehud Barak, and Mitzna, and don't forget what Ehud Barak did when he was elected prime minister in the year 2000. Within 2 days, he pulled out of Lebanon and left Begin's army to fend for itself. He destroyed all the good that came out of that war, and Israel now is going to be destroyed by Lebanon.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Teary. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Great in sandals.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and Barry Sammons is talking about how during the Lebanon War, certain traitors within the Israeli military had actually ordered this tank unit, headed by religious Jews or consisting of religious Jews, into a Syrian trap where a number of them were killed and captured, and some of them have never been seen again. So pick up the story there.
Well, the biggest traitor of all, hands down, was Ariel Sharon. It was Ariel Sharon. Now look, what people don't want to understand with Sharon, and I've proven it in my books to enough people's satisfaction, Sharon was run by Kissinger and the CFR. And this, he took his party after the Yom Kippur War, a left-wing party, turned it into the Likud. He joined his party with the wonderful Chayrut party, the only national party that was still honest. It hadn't, Menachem Begin was too honest a leader for the party to have gone wrong yet. That happened when Sharon took over. When Sharon snuck in and created the Likud, he created the dirtiest party you ever damn saw. Just awful. The theft, the thievery, and now Israel had two filthy parties. Now, what he did during the Lebanon War is that he walked in to a Palestinian town, two of them, Sabra and Shatila, and he allowed the Falangist forces, Christian forces, free reign without any interference by the Israeli army from Friday all the way till Monday at noon. He was the defense minister of Israel. He knew exactly what they would do. Everyone knew what they would do. And they went in there and they butchered 800 Palestinians. Now, who suffered from this? Sharon? No, he became prime minister of Israel. These people take care of themselves. For getting Begin out of power, and that was the point of Sharon being in the Likud at all, was to destroy Begin and his party, which he has done. There are no Chayrut members in the Knesset anymore. It's all gone. He became expendable, but not for long. Sharon rose again against all the odds. Now we ask the major question, why did he do it? And the answer, as I said before, is to destroy any threat that the Sabbateans would be taken over by their enemy, Menachem Begin. They sabotaged the war, and the only loser was Israel. After the Sabra and Shatila massacre, nobody was blamed like Israel. And I got news for you. Sharon let it happen. He let them stay in on Friday. He let them stay in on Saturday, Sunday. And he let them stay in all the way till Monday at noon. And he knew exactly what he was doing. This was Sharon destroying Begin. After that, it was all over. Begin's wife suddenly got sick. I can't prove they made her sick, but I claim they do. What the heck? I mean, it fits in with the pattern. All of a sudden, she got very sick. She died. Menachem Begin went into a very deep depression, and that was the end of the right wing in Israel, effectively. It was really ended when Benjamin Begin, by the way, was his name, Benjamin. It was the Hebron was withdrawal. Netanyahu was prime minister. Menachem Begin refused to allow the withdrawal because we got nothing in return. He said, nothing. Paris stood up in the Knesset and said, watch this. The language is a bit tough now. But it's an actual quote. He said, you filthy shit. I'm sick of you and your shitty family. His son Yehuda was dead shortly afterwards. Vertigo in an airplane. He was a skilled pilot. He had vertigo. You don't get vertigo anymore. You have computers that straighten out airplanes. He died of vertigo. They wiped out the Begin family. Benny Begin is no longer in politics. He's not ever going to be in politics anymore. I'm going to tell you one other shocker And this I want to tell you, I don't know, but I heard it twice, and people came up to me and they were serious about it. Little old ladies, actually, one was at my Rabin conference, came up to me and said, took me aside. She said, my son was at Entebbe, and I congratulated her. That was an honor. She said, we shot Yoni Netanyahu. I said, what? I said, it was our side. He was shot in the back. She said, the Kushim didn't do it. The Negroes didn't do it. A Kushim lawsuit. She said that Netanyahu was killed by our forces. And I said, you've got to be joking. I mean, why would they do that?
Hold that. We'll get to that one as soon as we get back here.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, host of the Nutramedical Report on Genesis Network. Join us Monday to Friday, 2 to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time on GCN. Call for info at 888-212-8871. When you tune into the Nutramedical Report, you'll hear the latest in natural healing solutions, recovery from depleted uranium, vaccine dangers, GMO foods, cancer solutions, heart disease prevention and recovery, defense from infection, biological warfare and radiation, global warming and the new world disorder. All are showcased with top wellness doctors, scientists, and anti-aging experts on the Nutramedical Report. Log on to Nutramedical, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com or call 888-212-8871 to order the best nutritional supplements from Dr. Bill's personally selected companies and to schedule a consult for a remarkable healing of your body, mind, and spirit. 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I medical.com.
Harry, before we go on, I'd like you to get your webpage out there so people would know how they can get in touch with you, and then I tell them how they can get your books off of lulu.com.
Well, that did it well. The books, and the latest one is Bye Bye Gaza, and we're going to talk a little about it today. But you have all but one book, The Last Days of Israel, which I've been too lazy to put up, but I will soon. At lulu.com, lulu.com, type in my name, C-H-A-M-I-S-H, and as for my website, by the way, you can download any of the books for about $10, that's all. $10, you get the books. Okay, and then my website, the Barry Chambers website, That's www.thebear, and now here's how you spell my name, BarryChamish, website.com. Now let's go back to Yoni Netanyahu.
Okay, now I think for our listeners, they need to understand this is the other Netanyahu, the one who was the prime minister. This is his brother, so go ahead.
This was his brother who was famous in Israel. He was very handsome. He was much more athletic than his brother. He was the leader of the attack on Entebbe. He's a national hero for saving the 103 passengers taken to Entebbe Airport in Uganda in 1976. On July 4th, 1976, Yoni Netanyahu was killed, and two women who told me their sons were at the Entebbe said he was not shot by them. And it would be surprising he was. In fact, they didn't shoot many people. But nonetheless, it all comes down to the left cannot stand a right-wing hero. They cannot stand the possibility that this Netanyahu is going to come back and be the hero of Entebbe. In fact, Entebbe didn't have a hero. Maybe Dan Shomron, second in charge. But Netanyahu was going to come home and be bigger than Charles Lindbergh. And you can't have a guy with his father's a professor, very, very distinguished credentials. They said, kill him. Just kill him. It's not worth it. Now, there were two people on the plane that are amongst my suspects. One is Ehud Barak all over again. Yes, Ehud Barak was on that plane. The same guy who took the microphone Ben Gal was on a Jeep tour and ordered the religious tank unit into a sabotage ambush. He was also at Entebbe. Now, the second one, I'm going to give you a little story to let you know how he plays ball. He is Ephraim Sneh. Now, I took my son to a football game, and we had to wait in lines with the common folk, and it was a major pain in the neck with all them searching, with all the searching and pushing and jostling. And in comes the Prime Sned down the nice row that lets you in without getting pushed around. And as he stood for 1 second being slightly checked, I said, ah, so that's the Minister of Health who knows how Rabin died. And I said it loud, and he stared at me, and he rushed into the stadium. That's who he was. He was the Minister of Health who went on public TV that evening, the evening of Rabin's murder, and said Yitzhak Rabin was shot dead 3 times. And he was shot dead once through the spinal cord. He described the truth. He went, well, that he knew the truth. He was a doctor. He had already seen the body. And later on, that became a huge embarrassment to the government when I took my traveling Rabin show on the road and we watched our former health minister telling that Rabin was shot 3 times and once through the spinal cord exactly the way I tell it. He was also at Entebbe, and I'm telling you, him and Barak would have had a fine time organizing something to kill Yoni Netanyahu. Now, by the way, is this all true? No. Are the two women true? Yes, they are. That's all I can tell you. I just went off base because, quite frankly, if Israel doesn't wake up in a mighty big hurry and stop these saboteurs from working against us. Now, look, I was in the army, and there was one thing I never understood. I never understood the kind of officers they were upgrading. The good ones, the sympathetic ones, and intelligence ones were held back around major. After that, all the ones that were involved in scandal and low-class behavior all got, the wrong people got into the upper reaches of the army. And we all spoke about that, how they left behind the really good officers. This is the way it works in Israel. You get the lowest, most scandal-ridden people at the top. You make them your leaders. And then they do the dirty work of what I call the Sabbateans. And I'm not going into that again. But that's what happens in Israel. I saw that throughout my army career. And again, I fought in Lebanon in 1982, and I knew how the fighting went. That war should have been won in 2 days. The army was that good in 1982. We were almost surrounding the entire Syrian army. In 2 days, we had them surrounded up to about the Beirut-Damascus highway, and then the army broke down. The army suddenly broke down and let the Syrians win, well, ambushes. And little by little, we lost that war. Menachem Begin won that war. We were going to have an alliance with the Lebanese Christians, and we were going to have some sanity in the Middle East. And the left-wing Bolshevik Sabbatean Jews could never allow that to happen. Today, there is not one trace of Menachem Begin's war in Lebanon. They've all been pushed out to be replaced by UN troops. Now, shall we go into, do we have time to dive into the early, call it the early conspiracy?
Sure, go ahead. We've got about, at least 10 minutes, 11 minutes.
Oh, really?
Right.
Oh, very good. Now, I got a phone call. I haven't spoken to him in a long, long time. His name is Brian Bunn. Way back in 1997, he arranged a lecture for me at Hebrew University. He was on the Foreign Students Union, I forget what it's called, and this lecture became a massive riot against me, all set up by the Shabak, and suddenly, I don't know why they did it. I would never have succeeded. Never in a million years would I have had any luck except that riot. That riot got so much publicity, and I became a celebrity in Israel overnight. I take up 5 minutes of the first 5 minutes of the news, what Barry Chamish is doing today. It was that crazy. I don't know why they did it to me. And Brian tells me he believes they were going to kill me that night. He says, you did the things wrong. You didn't walk into their traps. I saw all kinds of instances when they were trying to take you away and you were going to die tonight. It was a very scary situation. I approached 150 people. Turns out about 10 of them were from the Shabak and were really dangerous. But Brian Bunn organized and arranged this lecture. Now, what's amazing about him is he remembers everything like it was 1997. We're going back and talking to someone who was there and who has a remarkable insight and memory. And here's what really happened. Are we there?
Right, go ahead.
Okay. There were three incidents. He said they were all the same hit squad. They were all the same reason. They were Hebron Goldstein, the Rabin murder, and the Hebron Pullets. Now, the Rabin murder, I'm not going to go through that the Yigal Amir shot blanks, and Yoram Rubin, Rabin's bodyguard that night, shot him. But that's what happened, with Shimon Peres organizing the whole thing, and the head of the Shabak, Carmi Gilon, being our little Edgar, J. Edgar Hoover. That's the plot of Rabin. Now, Goldstein is a little different. Now, I didn't just make a stab in the dark. I was right about this, and I should have figured out by the absolute opposition of Koch. I didn't realize that Koch were so infiltrated. They were using all their powers to make sure that my version of Goldstein never saw the light of day. And it is the truth. Now, our version, in other words, what got pointed out in the press, was that Goldstein walked into the Cave of the Patriarchs in Hebron and shot to death 50-odd worshippers before he was shot to death by them. That's the crap we got. What really happened, and by the way, if you ever want a full show on this, I've got the documents, and they're shocking. Mayor Shamgar, who is our, let's put it this way, the same judge who covered up Rabin covered up Goldstein. Goldstein did not shoot a soul. He shot nobody. Goldstein walked in with two other soldiers. All the Arabs saw them. All the Arabs saw them. Okay, I gathered that evidence. The Arabs saw three soldiers. Goldstein picked up. Let's put it this way. They did the shooting, not Goldstein. What these two soldiers that walked into the Cave of the Patriarchs did is they immediately threw in two stun grenades. Everyone heard the grenades, Jew and Arab. Shamgar said it was the Imam of the mosque clapping his hands. I mean, that's the best he could do. They shot six blank bullets. The police found the cartridges for the blanks on the floor the next morning. Shamgar, it concludes, there is just some things we will never know. In Hebrew, he says that. We will never know the answer to this dilemma. And then Goldstein becomes the killer. That's not what happened. It's not what happened at all. Inside the mosque, the two soldiers got everyone terrified. They ran out the door, and they locked Goldstein in all by himself. Goldstein was banging on the door, "Let me out, let me out, they'll kill me." A lot of people heard that. They didn't let him out. Now, at this point, one of the judges, he was an Arab named Zuwabi, figured out the whole thing. He said, "My lord," he said, "then there was a conspiracy." He said the door to the mosque was locked from the outside.
Now, who was it who was actually shot?
Pardon me?
Who was shot? Who actually was killed?
All the Arab worshippers. It's the Hebron massacre.
Oh, I see. Okay, fine. Okay, go ahead.
There were 50. It was in February of 1994.
Right.
It almost got the Jews of Hebron thrown out of their city,
right,
and almost did. It was the Goldstein Hebron massacre. Very well known, believe me. In Israel, it's gone down the history. But now we have to go backwards a little bit. The judge, Zuwabi, finally figured it out. He said, if that door was locked from the outside, he said, well, there was a conspiracy. He said, for that, Goldstein would have needed help. He couldn't have locked the door from the outside. He was on the inside. And that statement should have blown up everything, that Goldstein was another patsy like Yigal Amir was about to be. But now the third patsy, and this starts getting very weird. The next incident was the pullout from Hebron. Now, this was in 97, and now Netanyahu becomes prime minister. Within 2 days, he's hugging Arafat. 2 days, that's how long it took him. Within 10 days, he has agreed to pull out of Hebron, but his cabinet isn't playing along. Okay, there are people with dignity, including Benjamin Begin, who lost his son over this, I'm afraid to tell you, but he did, who said outright, we're not pulling out of Hebron, we're getting nothing for it. Okay, we're giving away one of our best cards, and we're getting nothing for it. And somehow Netanyahu insisted they pull out of Hebron. And you know what a great success that's been. So what happened is the army had been training someone named Noam Friedman. Now, Noam Friedman was a nut. And when he served in the army and he had a gun, everyone ran away because they were afraid he would use it on them. The city of Male Adumim sent a letter to the army demanding that he not be given a gun. Well, he was put into a mental institution in Jerusalem for 6 months. But on the morning that the Hebron was about to be lifted, that Hebron was going to be debated in the Knesset whether to pull out or not, well, here comes Noam Friedman, the nut, who wasn't supposed to be given a gun. And he goes to the Hebron market, and he shoots it up in front of the cameras from three major networks who were there for another reason. And that night, the pressure on Israel, because of Noam Friedman's, was so profound that one by one, except for Begin, Sharansky fell in. He got the votes he needed to pull out of Hebron because of Noam Friedman. Well, Brian Bunn phoned up Noam Friedman's parents, and he just asked them outright. He said, this is what he did. He got on a bus with an M16 and shot up the market in Hebron. And Brian said to me, so I asked him, why did he do that? And they answered me. He said they were very nice people. We spoke for 20 minutes. He said he doesn't remember a thing. He said he doesn't remember one thing that they said he did. He said he does not recall shooting the gun. He said there were bullets. He recalls the noise of them. He doesn't remember shooting the gun. And Brian said to me, it was another patsy. This is how these people are operating. Now, this went on for terrible things later on in life, using Kach people like Itamar Ben-Gvir to destroy Gush Katif. It was an awful incident. I wrote down even other incidents where they used the same pull-out routine. I'll tell you what makes Friedman interesting. Forget my stupid notes. Friedman was arrested just outside the Rabin assassination point. He was arrested on the street on the night Rabin was assassinated, and he was held by the police. And I found the record. I found that obscure, weird record. I found Noam Friedman being arrested. They were going to use him to shoot Rabin, but they were going to use someone else because I got a film a few years ago. I got the Yigal Amir's police films. I got Yigal Amir talking to the police. And I showed this far and wide in Israel, and this is Yigal Amir saying that Itamar Ben-Gvir was supposed to shoot Rabin. He said that Itamar Ben-Gvir said that he was going to get a gun with blank bullets from Avishai Raviv and shoot Rabin. I hope you caught that.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing in nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
The dollar has lost over 50% of its value in the last 3 years, and it is still falling, while gold has gone up over 60% in the last 3 years. As the dollar continues to fall, you have a well-thought-out plan to preserve the wealth you worked hard all your life to accumulate? Historically, gold and silver have been real financial security for those who understand the abuses and dangers of paper currencies. Have you considered buying gold and silver, but you don't know how to go about doing it? The gold coin industry has a real problem. It abounds with scam artists. I have written a 26-page paper entitled Gold and How to Avoid the Scams in the Coin Industry. So if you'd like to educate yourself before you buy, give me a call, Cal Grunwald, at my new number, 414-234-8267, and I will send you my paper on the scams in the coin industry at no charge. That's 414-234-8267.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
back in order.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, and I hope you enjoyed our conversation with Barry Shammas, giving you the background of what's going on in Israel. But you have to understand the same things happen in America. Just as Sharon was put into the Likud party to discredit it, so George Bush has totally discredited the Republican Party. Certainly, the conservative Republicans do not trust the Republican Party, and they don't trust the Democrat Party. What do you do? When, of course, you had a two-party system, and both parties are controlled by exactly the same people, all members of the Brotherhood of Darkness. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, shame on you. You need to get it, and or the DVD, and or the VHS, or you can get the video or DVD, the book, and an audio tape is the Brotherhood of Darkness special. And we hope you'll call us at 1-800-544-8927 and order that. Then we've talked a lot recently about the secret, the ancient secret that's been passed down through the centuries of how you can get great wealth and great power, as so many of our leaders have, simply by turning their minds, their very souls, over to the devil. And if you think that sounds crazy, let me suggest you get some of the material that Constance Cumby has put out, The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow, her book we still carry. And then we have a new four-tape set or four-CD set on Constance Cumby, and we have a DVD on Constance Cumby. So we suggest you get all of those together, and this will give you the information that you need to understand what this is all about. There is another dimension. There's satanic forces out there. The demonic forces are really taking over people as we move into what I believe to be the final days. So, remember, you can get Constance Cumby's book, Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow, the DVD, Talk With Her, or the four-tape set from Radio Liberty and exclusively from us. Then, of course, if we have the four-tape set on the supernatural, and we have the book written by one of the people who's there on that four-tape set, Johanna Michelson, the book is called The Beautiful Side of Evil. It goes into her supernatural experiences because she was a medium and she could contact the other side. And then we have a four-tape set on Aleister Crowley. And we have certainly a book called Blood on the Altar, the history of Aleister Crowley, who was a 33rd degree Mason for many years before he was invited to become a Satanist. And ladies and gentlemen, this is what's really going on now. Masonry is not the only enemy we face. There is a myriad of organizations out there, among them the Sabbateans that Barry Shammas talks about. And we're really going to have to put together a four-tape set on the Sabbateans so you will understand how this all fits together. There really is a Brotherhood of Darkness, and it infiltrates every religion. If you'd like to know about the Catholic religion, you need to get our four-tape set on The Wisdom of Malachi Martin, Father Malachi Martin, a Jesuit priest, and you need to read his book, Hostage to the Devil. That's Hostage to the Devil. And then certainly you'll want to get the videos going into the Protestant church, not well, really, I suppose, the non-Catholic or Jewish, and that's called they sold their souls for rock and roll. You need to have the documentation, and it's there, there's no question, and you can get the material. You can get it from the other side. Certainly, the Hostage of the Devil DVDs or videos, 3-hour, 4-hour, or 10-hour. If you haven't seen them, you must. For the documentation of so much of this from the writings on the people of the other side are my pamphlets on the occult hierarchy. They're only $9.95 for all three pamphlets, each one 30 or 40 pages long. It's a compilation of my newsletters, which you can get from RadioLiberty.com, but it's great to have them in pamphlet form, as something you can refer to and refer to readily. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival. But please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision, and for our...
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of clear digital audio, 22,500 miles above the planet, this is the Global Star Radio Network.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, the views of our guests. And today our special guest is Harry Wu. That's W-U, and those of you who know his history, he was, of course, a dissident. He was arrested and put in the Chinese gulag for 15 years. I'll let them give you the exact details. But he eventually came to America and has been trying to tell the American people about the deplorable situation that exists in China today, which is being largely financed by you, ladies and gentlemen, with grants from the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund, the Agency for International Development, the East Asian or the Asian Development Bank, and of course our great American corporations, our great banks. We find Chase Manhattan over there. We find Chase Manhattan, J.P. Morgan. We find Citibank. We find Goldman Sachs. America is building up the best enemy money could buy. And with that as a background, Mr. Harry Wu, thank you so very much for being with us.
Yeah, thank you. I just want to make a small correction. I'm not 15 years. That's been 19 years.
19 years. Well, I thank you very much. And okay. Why did they arrest you? Why did they put you in the...
Because in 1956, the Soviet Red Army was suppressed people in Budapest, in Hungary. And in China, I say, no, this is not right. It's a violation of international law. And I also criticize the government, say, well, divide the people in second class, third class. That only comes, I made, I was 20 years old. And then the government, you know, later leveled me as a counter-revolutionary rightist and then sent to the labor camps.
All right, fine. And so 19 years, what was life like? Were you brutally treated? Were you forced to work involuntarily? What was life like in the gulag?
Chinese gulag, actually in 1950, 1960, 1970, there's no judge, there's no any so-called judiciary system. The party, it means the secretary of the party branch in your class, in your factory, make a decision and you can go. When you sent to the labor camps as prisoners, that the two things is you have to force to labor. It means you are 30 days a month, and depend on the camps, what is the production. My first camp was a chemical factory, is 12 to 12 a day. And then I sent it to an iron mine, and then the farmer, and then the coal mine, 12 different camps. The coal mine also is 12 to 12. And the farmer camp is when the sun is setting up, and then you go, and then the sun setting down, you come back to the camp. And everyone labor have a labor quota. You have to complete your labor quota every day, otherwise the food will, you know, is a food relate. The food has ration relate to your food, relate to your labor.
And so
this is forced labor.
They would simply starve you to death.
Oh,
if
yeah.
You did, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, you hold
if
on.
You,
they'll
if
be
you
right
don't want to labor, that means your food will go away.
We'll be back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. Our guest this afternoon is Harry Wu, who was a dissident in China. He was critical of the Soviet Union after they invaded Budapest and the time of the Hungarian Revolution in 1956. And because he dared to speak out against what the Soviet Union was doing, he was thrown into a prison camp in communist China, where he was held for 19 years at having to do hard labor. And if you didn't work, why, they simply starved you to death. It was your choice. You could work and eat, or you could not work and starve to death. And this brutal system, and at the end of 19 years, did they then let you go?
Yeah, after 19 years, they, because my case is so-called counter-revolutionary rightist, and they said, no, now you can go, but they said, this is a correction, you can go back to work. And, you know, many people would die. And the law guy, so-called the law guy Kim, there's a forced labor is one of the section. The other section is so-called thought reform. You have to give up your religious freedom. You have to give up your political view. You have to accept the so-called communism. You have to betray other people. Otherwise, you will go to trouble.
Well, of course, how many people are in the Lao Gai?
Actually, we don't know, because the Communist Party never released the information. How many camps and how many people and what they're doing. So, since 1992, I established the Lao Gai Research Foundation in America and released a handbook. Because, for example, I was in Beijing area. I have experienced 12 camps, and many people in Shanghai, maybe in Chengdu, and then we gathering all the information. We get 1,000 camps inside China.
How many people there might be in a camp? A couple of thousand?
Maybe 2 million, 3 million, maybe 4 million. It's around 3 million, yes.
All right. So that's about 3 million. Well, as far as what's going on, certainly what's happening in China is one of the great economic miracles of all time, but it's all pretty been largely financed thanks to the largesse of the American government and American banks, and certainly some European banks and corporations have helped as well, but primarily America. What is your take on what's going on in China today? And what is your take upon certainly what's happening as far as Chinese-American relationships as China begins, obviously beginning to build up their military in preparation for war? And hold your response for just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Harry Wu, and certainly a very, very courageous man who now is here in the United States trying to tell the American people about the tragic situation in communist China. So you pick up the story there. What do you think of this economic miracle? This is a different China than the one you lived in, isn't it?
Let me say this way. First of all, China is a one-party rule country. It's a communist regime.
Right.
And you remember during the Cold War that the American business, American people said, no, we don't want to share our profit, share our technology or management with the Soviet Union. Because, you know, this is government, they earn the money and then they're using the money, upgrade their military system to suppress their people and make the peace in threat. And what about China? So you see China today, economic development pretty good, but politically you can see China still remain as a communist regime, as a communist dominated country. Many people go to the jail. You have to know, for example, Catholic. Roma Catholic today in China is still illegal. Okay, you can be arrested. You see, even John Pope, he was visited to Cuba and met Fidel Castro, but they are not allowed to visit China. Okay, and then in China, they have a so-called family program. It's a one-child policy. Every woman in China, every woman, this is a 1.3 billion population, whatever, they don't care your marriage status. If you don't have a permit from the government, you cannot give a birth. And after you give the birth, that's it. It's one child for one family.
Well, now, what about if you are a part of the Communist Party? Do they have any exceptions for the elite? Do they have the right to have more?
Oh, no, not allowed to have this elite. That is the problem, you know. And then China today have a large number of the execution. And China never advance tell you that we are killing someone. And after the killing, maybe they put a notice in the court, maybe not. And follow that, the Chinese government have a policy, it means using the organ from the death row prisoners and make China as a big country of the world that for the organ transplant. And 95% of the organ is come from executed prisoners.
All right, and so really it is truly a continuing brutal regime, and there's no freedom of expression there.
Yeah, but as a capitalism, they like China because, you see, every government, if they can control the market and control the labor force, it seems good for the people to do business with them.
And I suppose
because everything in order.
And I suppose Walmart and many of our other major...
Well, Walmart is very special. Walmart have 66 stores inside China.
I see. Does it have any factories in China?
I don't know. And Walmart have one store in Germany. They shut it down. And today, Walmart in China have Chinese Communist Unions and also have Chinese party branch in their office. Because the party branch organized the workers. Okay? So, the Walmart very simple say, okay, I need 500 workers. And the government offer 500. It will be easily, okay? That is Walmart did.
Well, because many of the capitalists liked working with a communist country because you have a guaranteed labor force and you have guaranteed quality
and
control.
And the government is guaranteed.
Absolutely. And, of course, you know, and the people get out of line. Why, of course, they're just never seen again. I mean, this is, I think, is a terrible reflection on people who talk about a free enterprise system but don't believe in free enterprise. They want, of course, really a slave labor force, and that's really what they have, isn't it, Mr. Wu?
Yeah. They all the workers is in government hand. Okay. I can let you go, and I can let you out. Okay? And so that's why you see the foreigners, foreign businessmen, they went to China to seeking for to meet the government officials. Okay, big government go to the big offices. For example, Motorola, a couple of years ago, they wanted to set up a manufacturing in China. And Motorola is famous in the world, and the Chinese Prime Minister Zhu Rongji met him. Okay, and they said, what do you want? He said, I want the labor force, I want the size, everything. And then, yeah, you have it, no problem. Okay.
And that's really what has happened, is that American corporations are going over there and, of course, moving their factories over there and using slave labor in a country where there's absolutely no freedom. And what really bothers me, Mr. Wu, is there's no outcry here in the United States from the good people or from our religious or from our political leaders about the oppression of the people in China today. All we hear about is how great things are. Certainly there is absolutely no freedom, is there?
Let me say, for example, you set up a manufacturing, a machine manufacturing in China somewhere, okay? You need 1,000 workers, okay? And the government says, okay, we cooperate in this area, and the local government will offer 1,000 workers, and you take out the money, and you not give the money to the individual workers. You give the money to Chinese manager, and Chinese manager handle these workers. You're just looking for the products. Okay, the products are satisfied, the products good quality and time to offer that you care. And who working on it? Maybe you interested, maybe not. If you feel not good, the Chinese manager handle it. So you not really care about the manufacturing labor force. The labor force is controlled by the government. They have their union, government union.
But, of course, is there any dissent allowed as far as the union or as far as bargaining, collective bargaining for higher wages?
I don't think they have high wages, because the government have money in their hand. You give $1,000 for the workers. Actually, the workers only receive maybe $600, $400, whatever, go to the government. So that's why the Chinese government today have a lot of money. They have a plant now building. China never had that, but they already on the plant building the Afra carrier, yesterday. They're using the missile shoot down the satellite and buy a lot of high jet. Yes.
And because what you're basically saying is that the United States is transferring tremendous amounts of money to China. China is developing their weapons of war, and of course they recently demonstrated with a missile they could actually bring down a satellite. They're actually, of course, developing a very sophisticated submarine fleet using American technology. They're developing a very, very effective missiles using American technology, which we've given them. It doesn't make any sense. Why are we building up a country that hates America and one day wants to destroy it? That doesn't make sense.
Well, these are two different things, okay? As a manager or investor in China, you don't care what is the political situation. I just care how much the land, where's the labor force, and where the products to go, and that's it. And you share the profit with the government, and the government using the money for the military. You can say that, okay, oh, yeah, you spend my money for the military, I don't want to do it. Okay, these are different things. So you see, today China totally two different faces. One face is economic faces, and maybe like a two digits increase every year, and that's in Chinese government all the time. Okay, but and China have another faces that put the dissidents in the jail, and forbidden the people to have religious freedom, and that's all they do. Okay. They're different. For example, today we receive workers from China, and his husband was put in a jail in 2002 because her husband is talking about politics, talking about reform, and on the internet, and Yahoo helped the Chinese government to catch these people.
And Yahoo then helped the government to track down this man who was putting things on the internet that were critical of the communist government, and he ends up going to jail.
Yeah.
Well, can people get out of communist China today? If they want to leave, are they allowed to leave?
Where have you go?
Well, could they come to the United States? Could they go to Australia or to Great Britain?
Yeah, include the people who get the money, they can run away. Yes, they do.
And so they're allowed to leave, but are they allowed to come to the United States? In other words, do we have quotas to allow the people to come in, or are they being smuggled in across our borders?
Possible, and many people do. They do.
Now, do you think most of the people who come to America, Chinese, really come here because they want to be free and they want to, you know, advance themselves? Or do you think many of these are actually communist agents who are coming here to watch the Chinese who are already here and keep tabs on them?
Possible. You see, the people today in China, they just care about money. They don't really care about the communism, revolution, whatever. Today, the communism in China is dead, but they still carry the name, the Communist Party.
But of course they have the totalitarian regime, so whether you call it communist or whatever you call it, it's still the same tyranny, brutal tyranny.
Mm-hmm.
And there's really been no relaxation of this brutal tyranny, has there? We have the impression how happy the Chinese people are, but are they really happy, or have they even forgotten what happiness is?
Well, some people happy, some people don't. But anyway, you cannot freely express your opinion. You cannot freely have the religious freedom. You cannot do everything you want to do. You have to obey. You have to listen to the government.
All right, fine. We're going to be back here in just a moment or two with Mr. Harry Wu talking about what's really going on in China today. Well, now, what about religious freedom in China? We hear, of course, a great deal about how the Christian...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Teary. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Today about the Lao guy, that is the Chinese gulag. He estimates there may be as many as 3 million people there today. And of course they are political prisoners, they're Christians who've been thrown in prison. Not because they were Christians, but because they had an illegal meeting. In other words, they had a church service in their home. So they pay lip service to, Christian liberty, but they don't believe in it. And no dissent at all is allowed. Everybody's watching. Now, do they have a massive police program by which everybody's spying on everybody else?
They don't have a legal, so-called organized Christian house in China. But today, because they have the foreign business and foreign manager over there. And the foreign manager said, I want to go to church. And Chinese said, right there is a patriotical church. So this something is today is going to trickle very tricky different. Okay? And I think that will leading a final decision. Yeah.
Now, certainly as far as the government churches, the government Protestant church, the government Catholic church, the government Buddhist church, are the ministers or the priests told pretty much what to say?
That is a situation different from Soviet Union. Okay. Soviet Union, from the beginning to the end, they have Orthodox church. Okay. Anyway, this is a government organized, government sponsored, and government funded. But China, in 3 decades, there's no any churches. And since 1980, they tried to review the patriotical church, and they give the people money, and they say, "Oh, you are the name, you are the priest, you are, the, you know, become a kind of religious freedom." Okay, and then they training the people, and arrange the people go to outside to visit. But actually, they are members of the party.
In other words, the ministers and the priests really are members of the party.
Yeah.
And this is the same way it is in Russia today.
Oh, no different at all.
I had a friend that went there, and every Russian Orthodox priest was also a member of the Communist Party.
Yeah.
And, of course, at the head of it was a member of the KGB. He was the leader, the leading priest over there. So understand how this works. They're using religion in the communist countries, very similar to the way that they're using religion right here in the United States. But unfortunately, it's lost its vision, it's lost its vibrance, it's lost its relevance as far as China is concerned. Is religion really relevant in China? Is it influencing at all what's going on over there, do you think?
Well, we have to recognize that since the Communist Party have a new policy, so-called, allow the people have religious freedom, it's a no basic difference. You have to know the communism is talking about class struggle, talking about one party dominate. I don't think this is going to be different.
All right. So basically, of course, it's all sort of window dressing for the people from the West, so that we believe that there's an element of freedom there when there really is none.
Yes, they have to wait for the freedom.
Do you think that they are certainly trying to confuse the American public about what life is really like there? I see almost at least once a month, twice a month, the middle section of the Washington Post weekly edition, which I take, and it's all about how wonderful things are in communist China, and pictures of the smiling people in communist China, and the smiling workers, and the smiling people who are going to school there, and the smiling people coming out of the churches. Is that just propaganda that the Washington Post is putting out?
Well, you can find the people smiling everywhere, even under Hitler, Nazi's regime, or Stalin regime. That's not a problem. And whatever you want to put it. Okay, even today, the North Korea has some people smiling. You can put it, say, oh, under the North Korea Kim Jong-un regime, the people smiling. That you want to do. Okay? That's misleading. Okay? You have to see the truth of the reality. Yeah.
Do they think the people in China really ever even think about freedom? Or are they so oppressed, these people, after 3 or 4 generations, that this idea of individual freedom under God, that of course was a cornerstone of America at one time, are these ideas simply sort of fading away?
Let me say this way. I think everyone, everywhere, including Chinese, they're looking for freedom. That's true. But in China, Chinese was under the so-called dynasty, under the emperor control since 2,000, 3,000 years ago. Qing Dynasty was ended in 1911.
We're going to have to hold that. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Our guest is Harry Wu. We're talking about life in China today. And Mr. Wu was just saying, of course, that they've had one dynasty after another in China. Seems like they've always been oppressed, and there's never truly been freedom there. But then there's not been freedom in many countries in the world, such as we've enjoyed here. So well, go ahead and pick up your story. I was simply asking whether or not the people in China today really do still value these ideas of freedom or desire freedom.
Let me say this way. If today the Communist Party was collapsed and to go away, China still have a long way to process democracy. The people under the control, it means no freedom of media and no freedom of physical life. I'm not going to say they used to, but actually they're really different. Okay. They don't know how to election, vote. They don't know how to enjoy the freedom life. Okay. They feel this is right. Okay. So I'm saying that if China today, you know, even tomorrow, the communist system collapsed, still have a long way to go. We have to know China have a couple thousand years dynasty systems. 1911 Qing Dynasty finished. After 28 years, it means from 1911, they have civil war, they have Japanese invasion, and then communists occupy the country, and Mao become new emperor. So we still have a different way to go.
Well, I think it's such a tragic situation, and the Chinese are such intelligent, industrious people, and certainly when they come to America, many of them are very, very successful, and they're hardworking people and nice people, very, very smart people, and they get college, university. Many times they'll outperform their Caucasian counterparts. What a tragedy it is, of course, that they live in China, really without hope, totally regulated. Always in fear of the knock at the door. You can only have one child. Everything is monitored. Everything is controlled. Everything is watched. And who is funding that government? Why, in large part, ladies and gentlemen, American corporations, the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, the East Asian Development Bank, the Agency for International Development, should we be concerned? I think men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Mr. Harry Wu. Before we go on, I'd like to give you an opportunity to tell our listeners how they can get the material that you have and how they can get in touch with your organization that is trying to monitor what's going on in China and try to inform the American people. How can people get in touch with your organization?
I have two foundations. The first one is Lao Gai Research Foundation. Lao Gai is Chinese name as a Soviet gulag. The address of the Lao Gai Research Foundation is 1420 K Street, Northwest, Washington, D.C. And the website is laogai.org. This is what established in 1992, particularly talking about Chinese prison camp and talking about human rights. We focus on the organ transplant, execution, and birth control, and religious freedom, and the Lao Gai system, include the Lao Gai product export to the United States. And the other organization is China Information Center, was established 2002, as a big internet service. We have a big Chinese language internet, send the information back to China, telling the people what's going on today inside and outside China. And the website of the China Information Center is Guancha, GUANCHI.org, or in English is CICUS.org.
All right. Give those addresses. Give those web addresses just one more time, please.
Guancha means GUANCHI dot org, and in Chinese. In English, is cicus.org.
All right, fine. And, Sydney, I encourage people to go and get the information. Now, do you have, Sydney, I have heard stories that many times the Chinese will escape to America, and they are still followed by the Chinese secret police. I know my friend Stephen Mosher of the Population Research Institute has written a book about this one woman who came here because she didn't want to have to abort her second child. And when she got here, she was still followed by the Chinese secret police. Does that sort of thing really go on?
Oh, yeah. That's, you see, if you came to United States, the security will select you and say, well, would you work for the security? And we will give you funding or give you an opportunity to remain in America. I think this is very common. Many people come here that legally working as a business, legally as a student, but actually working for Chinese and connect with the American embassy, American consulate. Many people come here that they're doing so. And Chinese came here, you know, there's another have an ideology problem. They still say, well, I love my country. But you have to know, the so-called country actually is a party. They love the party. Okay. In China, they have 65 million member of the Communist Party.
65 million members of the Communist Party have a population of about 1.3, so that's about 1.3 billion. That's about, what, 2% of the population?
Yeah. Well, and the party members everywhere, in every unit. Every unit, that means your factory, your school, grammar school, okay, your working permit, there is a party. And if there's a 20 people in your team, there's a 7 party members, and there's a party branch, and the Communist Party from the top to the bottom, they control everything.
Well, because do they have a system of informants there? In other words, are people constantly watching everything that people do or they say?
Yeah, they feel this is their duty. They feel that this is their responsibility.
And to report then,
report
you to the government.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't report them, why, of course,
then... I do feel this is a shame.
If you don't report them, then you become a suspect.
Yeah.
And so you never know when somebody's saying something to find out if you'll report, because they may be actually saying that just to find out if you are truly loyal. People must live in constant
fear. You will see that you are not like a spy, you know. It's a kind of... See, that's why I learned the Soviet Union. Say, oh, this guy, you see, is a KGB, because you see his... face, his claws, whatever. And China is no, but anyone is a KGB. Okay, if you met the foreigners, you voluntarily go back to the police and go back to your party branch to report it. And you feel honored.
And so it's always come clean, tell the truth.
Yeah.
Well, our telephone number, if you're out there listening out, if you'd like to talk to Mr. Harry Wu, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And what the average American doesn't understand, with all the propaganda we have here in America, is the life of just total, really, in many respects, hopelessness, other than materialism. Certainly you can get a car over there, but which would you rather have, is a car, or would you have freedom? I think a lot of people who have never lived without freedom would want the car. But those who've lived, you know, who've lived under tyranny would rather have freedom. And what really bothers me, Mr. Wu, is how few Americans really value freedom today. Are you aware that the attitude here that, I mean, here we've had so much, we've had such prosperity, we've had the opportunity to be free. Are you concerned that maybe Americans don't value their freedom as much as they should?
Let me give you an example, okay. A couple of years ago, I have a debate with a female professor in University of California talking about abortion and forced abortion in China. And China's so-called one-child policy is very common, that used to use the abortion to stop the second child to give birth. Okay. And this female professor, he knew it. He can't speak Chinese. He went to China, make an investigation, and make a very good study. Very good. And I said, what is this? Abortion. But in America, he's talking about the congressman, talking about senator, talking about president. Are you support abortion? Okay. It's a different standard. He said, oh, well. He said, well. I said, what do you mean, well? Chinese have to control the publication, population. I see, when he's talking about America, this is, it says, no abortion, okay? Not allowed it. When in China, said, well, what have we to do? Okay. We have to use an abortion. Different standard. So in China, that's when you're talking about freedoms, hey, they're happy. They're laughing, they have better lives. But you have to know you are the American. You are really free. Okay? If you're not American living in China as a Chinese, your life will be very different.
Well, it's such a tragedy. You know, one of the things that's really amazed me through the years is the fact that the average American has never heard of the Great Hunger. We hear about, of course, the brutality of Adolf Hitler, who killed 6 million Jews. But nobody ever talks about the Great Hunger that between 58 and 62. In fact, there's probably, I'd say there's not one in 1,000 Americans who've ever heard of the Great Starvation manipulated by the party between 58 and 62. And of course, we're talking somewhere between 30 and 44 million people died. You were certainly aware of that when you were there, weren't you?
Yeah, I was in the camp. I was dying, okay? And many of my inmates were dying. And the people, in Chinese history, in the last 3,000 years, there's a lot of famine. But the people can walk around to seeking, and they looking for food, whatever. But in communist China, they're forbidden. So there's a couple of counties, the whole county was dying. Because the police, the military stopped them to moving, to bagging. And the total, we never know, but estimate is 30, 40 million people died.
30 to 40 million people died. How could you conceal something like that in America? We hear about the famine in Ukraine of 7 million died, a part of a planned government program, but how could it be you could control and eliminate any mention of the 30 to 40 million people, and the figures we have come from Dr. Stephen Mosier, who knew the Chinese officials, who came up with the official figure, 41 to 44 million. Now, we'd be glad to provide you the pages from his book, A Mother's Ordeal, if you'd like to see that. How could that be that we would never hear about it? And the only thing is, we have freedom of the press in America, and that means if you control the press, you have the ability to control what the American people hear and read and see. Well, we've got George calling us from Florida. Hi, George. Did you have a question for our guest?
Oh, yes, I do. I wanted to know about the justice system.
Can you speak a little loud?
Okay, I wanted to find out about the justice system in China.
The justice system?
Yes.
All right.
Okay. In China, have today is 58 years now. At the first 30 years, there's no any judge, prosecutor, and no lawyer. No. The party secretary, the party make a decision. You go to the jail, 5 years, 10 years, you go to the execution, that's it. And since 1980, the government have some change. So today, the Chinese have judge, they have prosecutor, and have some lawyers. Okay, and the lawyers are helping the judge. For example, 1995, the Chinese government arrested me. I am American citizen. Okay, and they put me in the court, and I suppose have a lawyer. The lawyer will sit together with the judge. This is the justice system.
So there really is no judicial system. Everything is controlled by the party, George. There is no freedom at all, and this is the government that we are financing and we are subsidizing today. In fact, recently, why the Export-Import Bank subsidized $5 billion. We guaranteed the loan so Westinghouse can build 5 nuclear reactors in China there so they can have electricity. We can't build them here. We don't have the money, but we could guarantee the loans for Westinghouse to build those in China. And the thing is, Westinghouse isn't even an American corporation. It's owned by the Japanese. Doesn't that make you feel happy? Anything else, George?
Future of the economy. There's so much talk that China is going to be this, great big gross national product, and it's going to grow very, very fast. What is going to happen with the economy? Is it as fantastic as it's coming through in the press? I mean, the double digit growth and all that.
What George is basically saying is we're hearing today that China is soon going to be the greatest producer in the world, the greatest manufacturer in the world, as American manufacturing and manufacturing from many other countries moves to China, and they will be the major manufacturer in the world. Do you think that's going to take place?
Let me say this way. China needs economic development. They have to have the food. They have to have their car. They have to have their submarine, whatever, and the satellite. That is true. And this is based on 1.3 billion population. America only has 3 billion. Okay? This is very different. But we have to know this development should be where? Is controlled by whom? If this economy controlled by one hand, by the government, well, you see, the government give the people cars, give the people food, give the people houses, but also they're using their money, their power to upgrade their military systems. And then we will see another superpower that talking about, war, talking about invasion, talking about whatever.
Mr. One thing I would like to know. Do you foresee at some time in the future a war between a communist China and America?
I am guessing that we can avoid it. Okay. Because the economy actually is still far away that, for example, let me see, today 2007, probably 10 years ago, China can review the intercontinental missiles. Okay, and the CIA released a report saying that China today have around 8 to 10 continental missiles, and that's it. Don't worry, we have a couple of thousand. That's true. Okay, and 10 years later, 2006, 2007, the report say China have 85 to 100, and don't worry, we have a couple of thousand. We can destroy the Chinese missile right away. The problem is the time is moving, is processing. We're still going down. Okay. And actually, it's not really the war between United States and China. The war related to America and China. That is something you cannot avoid. Because Americans have the interest in Asia, in Taiwan, in South Korea, in Japan, that is the problem.
Oh, I didn't hear, you said, so therefore there's, I didn't hear that last part before the countries.
Okay, because America has the interest in Asia.
Right.
Include Taiwan, South Korea, Japan, maybe also Vietnam, and whatever. Yeah, we can withdraw out, okay? But if China becomes a superpower, means using the military to threaten the other country, what is America going to do?
Certainly, George, we would not want to bomb all of our own plants, would we?
No.
And if we were to bomb China, we'd be bombing our own plants. And that's exactly what happened during the Second World War. when our planes were over there bombing, but we didn't bomb the General Motors plant or the International Telephone and Telegraph plant and the Ford Motor plant. We let them continue making the war materials for the Wehrmacht, for the Germans. Hey, thanks so much for calling, George. And of course, our guest has been Mr. Harry Wu and, of course, his organization, www.laogia.org and www.cicus.org. That's www.cicus.org. Go there, get his information. Mr. Wu is a very courageous individual, concerned about the lot of his country, and as an American citizen, I think probably shares some of the concerns that we have here about what is happening to our own country, and maybe to the moral foundation of people who are more interested in buying things cheaply than about the morality of the production of them.
Thank you.
Well, Mr. Wu, we've got 3 minutes for you to wrap up the program. What is the message you'd like to leave with our listeners?
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
The dollar has lost over 50% of its value in the last 3 years, and it is still falling, while gold has gone up over 60% in the last 3 years. As the dollar continues to fall, you have a well-thought-out plan to preserve the wealth you've worked hard all your life to accumulate. Historically, gold and silver have been real financial security for those who understand the abuses and dangers of paper currencies. Have you considered buying gold and silver, but you don't know how to go about doing it? The gold coin industry has a real problem. It abounds with scam artists. I have written a 26-page paper entitled Gold and How to Avoid the Scams in the Coin Industry. So if you'd like to educate yourself before you buy, give me a call, Cal Grunwald, at my new number, 414-234-8267, and I will send you my paper on the scams in the coin industry at no charge. That's 414-234-8267.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Dedicated, very courageous man. Now let me tell you, you really have to understand how communism came to China. It was brought to China by the American State Department. If you have not yet read the McCarran Committee report, we'd be glad to send you a copy. It's just a brief summary of what they came out with. It's also included in my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. If you haven't read that, you need to read it. The American State Department cut off funds to the anti-communist nationalist Chinese, prevented them from buying weapons anywhere in the world, and even the weapons they'd already bought when they were delivered to China. didn't have any bolts in them, were useless, because we wanted communism in China. Why? Because we did not want any competition. America was to dominate the world. And this is the goal of the globalists. And, of course, now they're working hand in glove with the tyrants there in China, just like they worked with the tyrants in Russia and as they worked with the tyrants in Hitler's Germany. If you've not read Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler, Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution, the best enemies money can buy. And see in my video of the best enemies money can buy. They're available from Radio Liberty. That's Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution. Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler. The best enemies money can buy. And, of course, my interview with Professor Sutton, the best enemies money can buy. You need to get them. They're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like, of course, to get my 4-tape set on China, to understand what it was like when the Chinese took over, and, of course, how the American government brought communism to China. And I'm not talking about the average American. I'm talking about this little clique of internationalists, these very wealthy people who have a dream of bringing about a new world order and a new world religion under their control, because they worship a different God. When you understand they have no moral compulsion, they're not concerned about what's going on in communist China today. Mr. Wu points out they have about 3 million people in the Lao Gai. That's for a nation of 1.3 billion people. How many people do we have in prison in the United States today? Over 2 million. And, of course, for those on probation and parole, probably 4 or 5 million people. For a nation of 300 million. We have more people in our prisons today than they have in communist China per capita. We have more people in our prisons today than any other nation in the world per capita per 100,000. And of course, here in America, why, of course, we're going to have to give up our freedom because of that wicked Osama bin Laden. We're going to have to just have, you know, identity cards. The government is listening to your telephones. And, of course, if you don't believe that they're listening to your telephone calls, you need to get the book we carry called NSA, Big Brother is Listening to You. And they were listening long before 911. Illegal, but you see, these people don't believe in legality. They have a dream of a new world order and a new world religion. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You want to get our 4-tape set on the Military Commissions Act. You want to get our 4-tape set on concentration camps and or the videos that go without the concentration camp special. People say it couldn't happen here. And I would ask, why not? Men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. What are you doing to find out if what I'm saying is true? What are you doing? Have you ever asked about the people who live in constant fear in China? We get constant fear that anything they say is being recorded. But don't feel bad. They can listen to your cell phone. Even if it's not on, there's a little switch in there. It allows them to just turn in from someplace in Washington, D.C. and listen to your conversation on your cell phone when you're not even having it on. We're in real trouble today because America has turned against God. Get my Brotherhood of Darkness. Get our material. Go to our website at RadioLiberty.com and pray for America. Pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
News on the Information Radio Network, I'm John Russell. Correspondent Lauren Frayer reports on the latest U.S. casualties in Iraq.
Three American soldiers are dead after a roadside bomb exploded near their patrol northwest of Baghdad. They were clearing a well-traveled road of explosives when the bomb went off. One soldier was wounded in the blast. The deaths come a day after the U.S. military announced nine soldiers died Monday, making it the deadliest day for Americans in Iraq in nearly a month.
A jury in Miami has found John Cooey guilty of first-degree murder in the kidnap slaying of 9-year-old Jessica Lunsford. Jurors deliberated about 4 hours before convicting Cooey of murder.